produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Worship you for the mighty things you do. I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Praise your name, 'cause the victory is mine. I praise your name, 'cause the light in me can finally shine. Your blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord. For always and forever, my purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you.
It is August 1st, 2021. Welcome to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network and Journey of a Spirit Inspired radio show. I am Josie Hopkins, and I'm excited to be recording this show today, August 1st, because it's a really special weekend for me. I'm here on vacation with my daughter and my grandchildren. And I've been thinking about what a blessing children are and how important it is when you have children to cultivate a strong relationship with them. And as I was thinking about what my show topic was going to be, I thought about a couple of things that have resonated with me recently around children and parental responsibilities with children. And recently I shared with some people Khalil Gibran's The Prophet. From that reading is a poem that I'm going to read to you now. And this is really important to me because it's a realization about the role of parents and children. So here it is. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you. For life goes not backward, nor tarries with yesterday. And I love this because it just is a reminder to me of my role as a parent. And I've got two adult children, and I have been really misty-eyed this weekend, just in appreciation of the relationship that I have with my children. Because I know not all parent-children relationships, as children become adults, has the strength that I believe my relationship and my husband's relationship is with our children. So as I read that poem the first time recently, not the first time, but again recently, I thought about the fact that our children truly are not ours. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. And what that means to me is that although I birthed them and although my husband and I have nurtured them and raised them, we can't own them. We can't own who they are or who they become. We have to allow them to grow and be and mature who God has called them to be. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. So even as this weekend, as I'm here with the grandchildren, and my grandchildren are now 12, 13, and 17, and I'm watching this 17-year-old, and he's between youth and adulthood. And that's such a tender period of time, because there's that longing for life, that longing to become who he doesn't know yet who that is going to be. And so as I think about this poem, that children come through us, but not from us. Through us is that I birthed them, but it's not a carbon copy of who I am. And it's not something that was Xerox or that there's just another mini me, as sometimes I hear parents refer to their children as mini me's, that they're just like me and they're going to be just like you. And sometimes even we hear people say about their children, oh, you're going to grow up and be just like your mother or just like your father. And we can't own that or put that on to our children because they are not ours. We may house their bodies, but not their souls. Their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow. And tomorrow, we know, is not promised. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. We just know that as we live in the moment, as we appreciate the time that we have, how important it is to savor experiences. And so right now, I'm savoring this weekend. I am loving every moment of it because my daughter planned this vacation. She planned this trip with the help of my grandson, the 17-year-old. And they found us a beautiful home on a marina that I'm sitting here in one of the many rooms. And as I look out, I'm looking out on the marina and on the marsh area. And I've spent this weekend yesterday swinging on the swings on one of the wraparound decks. And there's the hammock out there, which I said I was going to be in the hammock. But, you know, I'm 66 years old and I think 66, well, yeah, however old I am, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. And so to get on a hammock and get off a hammock, it's a great idea, but I know I would need some help because I actually needed help getting out of the swings, because the swing, when you're swinging, your feet aren't touching the ground. So for me to get down, to get that motion swinging, and to be able to move out of it, yesterday was a challenge. I actually had told my husband that when in a little while, I'm going to get on the swing now, but in a little while, I need you to come and check on me, because I know I was having trouble getting out of the swing. And so I was in it, and I was waiting for him to come, and I was ready to get out because my bottom was getting numb, and I was swinging. I was calling him on his cell phone, and he'd actually fallen asleep. And there I was in the swing, and, you know, their homes, they're not right next to each other, but it was in a proximity that I didn't want to be yelling and calling his name to come and get me out of the swing. So I figured out how to kind of scooch myself to the end of the swing and, you know, really get to a position where I could get out of it. But I loved just sitting there and swinging and feeling the breeze blowing around me. And as we've been out this morning, we've been anticipating storms, but no storms have arrived. And so, you know, I just praise God for this opportunity, for this time. And I praise him for my children, because I know parents whose children are not attentive, are not thinking about, you know, living their lives and including their parents into it. And I know, as I spoke with my son this morning in New York, for me to be able to have this weekend here with my daughter and grandchildren, and then in September to go to New York and spend with him and his wife. You know, these are the times that we have longed for. You know, we have raised our children and we have tried to implant in them good things, but we also have to understand that we can't make them like us, because we're not going backwards where we're trying to recreate ourselves. We are trying to move forward. And for me, what was really important at cancer diagnosis number two was to make sure that I was taking my hands off of my children, that as I was going into treatment for the stem cell transplant, I didn't know what that was going to be like long term. And so I needed to not be worried about, if something happened to me, are my children going to be okay? And so I prayed and asked God to help me learn to release them back to him. Because in all things, the scripture says, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. So I trusted that my husband and I had trained our children in a way that they should go. And that as we are now maturing, they would not depart from what we had taught them as children. And that's from Proverbs 22:6. And it also says in Proverbs 17:6, children's children are crowned to the age, and parents are the pride of their children. And so that's how I'm feeling this weekend. I'm feeling that, you know, our children are proud of us, and that they are loving and revering us in a way that we wanted it to be in our relationship. And that scripture is from Proverbs 17:6. Children's children are a crown to the age. You know, for my grandchildren, I know they love me. I watched my husband and my grandson go off this morning, and, you know, for him to be able to impart some wisdom on him as, you know, as he's learning about driving in different places, as he's, you know, navigating his path and asking for directions and asking for, you know, for feedback. You know, this is an important time. And so I really understand how our children are not our children. But the scripture that came up this morning that I really kind of resonated with, it says that, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. And so I thought about that, and I thought, well, how does that relate to, you know, saying that our children are not our children? And if I'm a child of God, does that mean I'm not a child to God? Well, what it means to me is that as a parent, you know, it's not my role to own or dictate or to control the lives of my children or to have expectations that they do what I want them to do. But that's different from my relationship to God. So as a child of God, I understand that it is that creator who directs my life. And it isn't about telling me what to do. It's about supporting and giving me grace and mercy as I stumble, as I move my way through life. That as a child of God, that I have a responsibility. I have a responsibility because truly God is my creator. You know, I see him as my father. I see him as the one who gives ultimate direction. And in that, I really want my children to see him in that way. And so as I think about the scripture that is Ephesians 6:1-3, it says, children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you and you will have a long life on earth. And so I know that my children have honored and respected us, that my husband and I can look and we can see that the things that we have taught them, yes, they have experienced some things that we wish we could have cushioned and prevented, but it's not our job to protect them from everything, but just to give them the guidance and the direction for the journey, because the journey is theirs. We can't take it for them. You know, I can't hold my adult children by the hand and say, okay, do this, go this way. The part that I'm grateful for is that during that second cancer diagnosis, that I was led to seek God's direction, to allow him to be the guide for them, for me to take my hands off from being the final decision maker in their lives, and to say that, you know, as they go about their lives, that I would allow them to make their mistakes and learn from them, that I would not try to prevent or cushion, because it was not my place to prevent things in their life or to cushion them, but to let them have the same opportunity and journey and experience that I'd had in life. Because we know that in Psalms 139:13-14, it says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. And so I'm created by God and in his image. And I am grateful for that opportunity to be his child, to know that even through my mistakes, even through my challenges, there is no imperfection in who I am. Just as there is no imperfection in who my children are, that God has created us for his purpose in a way that we can live our lives in regard and in respect for him. That the greatest thing that I want is that we are an example of who he is in our lives. That I can be an example that, you know, when people see me, they see Christ in me. They see that my demeanor, that my being, that my behavior are reflective of him and not of something that would make me embarrassed or my parents turn over in their grave. But to know that even now that my parents are not here, that I can honestly feel that they're smiling down and saying, job well done. And as I look at my children, I can say, job well done. And as I look at my grandchildren, I can say, live your life, respect your elders, respect your mother, respect your grandparents, respect others. And first and foremost, know that God is your director, that he is your creator, and he is the one that is always going to be there for you. Grace and mercy are yours. And so as we were traveling down, for the first time, you know, we've taken road trips with our kids forever. We'd always rent a vehicle that could accommodate all of us. And, you know, for this time, though, we rode behind them, or, you know, they came in one car and we came in another car, and my grandson drove. And, you know, as he drove, I was praying and just saying, God, give him traveling mercies. You know, give us traveling mercies, because, you know, I believe that prayer works. I know that prayer works. I have experienced prayer working in my life. And so I'm always going to be prayerful. Deuteronomy 6:6-7 says, these commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them upon your children. Talk about them when you sit down at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. And so as our children were young, we've talked to them. We have impressed upon them the importance of knowing who they are. teaching them the commandments, teaching them to love themselves, to love others, to respect, teaching them to honor their mother and their father, teaching them the golden rule and trying to instill in them the things that would give them a life that's prosperous, not necessarily financially prosperous, although we want that always for them, but to give them a life that's prosperous in God's grace and God's mercy and in blessings that even I can't even fathom. You know, I wonder and think back to my parents and, you know, knowing how they sacrificed and allowed me to live my life, how at 13 years old, my parents were willing to let me leave without them ever seeing where I was going, to go off to a boarding school because they'd been told that this was an opportunity for me for my education that would give me a chance to experience something that I would not experience had I stayed in Virginia. And they allowed me to board a plane that summer and go first to St. Paul, Minnesota, to St. Paul's College and, you know, to a Carleton College and to experience a summer away where, you know, I didn't know anyone at all. I was just going on the faith that there was going to be somebody there who was going to support me, care for me in the same way that my parents did. And so that summer I experienced learning etiquette and learning swimming and field hockey and, you know, just learning what I was going to go into by going into a boarding school that next year. Because that boarding school experience was going to take me to be around people who had a different lifestyle than I did. And so just to have that experience that summer to learn how to set a table with etiquette and, you know, the fork on the left and the knife and the spoon on the right and the where to put the dessert spoon or the dessert fork and, you know, how to eat with your hand in your lap, how to hold things, you know, weren't things that were culturally from my experience growing up, but they were something that I was about to endeavor going into boarding school. And then to go that September to a private school where my first experience in getting there was having someone tell me that, oh, my name was Crawford. And because there were a lot of celebrities at the school, that there was a thought that I had come from Joan Crawford, who was a well-known actress. But for me to arrive and for them to see, oh no, she's not Joan Crawford's daughter or family member, because Joan Crawford is a Caucasian woman. And here's this Southern little black girl with skinny legs and buck teeth and, you know, wiry hair coming into this environment of private school that had a princess that was a student, that had celebrity TV star children, that had authors and artist children, that had children who had experienced things that I had no clue even existed. You know, that was an opportunity that my mother took her hands off, not saying that this is my child and no one is going to have that experience of telling my child anything, but that she trusted. She trusted God. She went first to my pastor, Dr. Miles Jerome Jones. She went first to him and asked for his guidance and direction and his thoughts on me taking this experience to go away to a private boarding school where she didn't know what I was going to experience. She didn't know what it was going to be like. And that she would not see me except at Christmas and possibly Thanksgiving and spring and the summer. And this was to let her child go at age 13. So I thank my mother and father for allowing me that experience, that understanding that I am their child, but they did not own me. And that even before I was formed in God's womb, in the womb of my mother, that God knew me. And before I was born, he consecrated me. And I am so grateful for the life experiences that I've had, that I've been able to pass things on to my children. And that as this weekend wraps up and we have this beautiful time here, that I am blessed. I am blessed beyond measure to be able to sit here today in this beautiful home that is three floors, wraparound deck, two levels looking out as a storm is about to roll in, seeing the trees swaying, seeing the marsh grasses sway along the marina, just being able to take in the blessing of having a daughter who has thought through this opportunity to make this available for her family. Seeing my grandson, granddaughter, and then my youngest grandson just experience life in a life that I have never had the opportunity to know until now. Yes, I've gone away to private boarding school, and I've lived with children of kings, of princes, celebrities, but now to come back to this day, to this blessing and this opportunity, just because God has continued to bless and grace our family. And I give him all praise and all honor. And I thank him for creating me. And I thank him for forming me in my mother's womb. And I thank him for creating my inmost being and allowing me to see the blessings that have materialized and continue to materialize in my life. This is Josie Hawkins. This is the Josie Hawkins Inspiration Radio Network. And this is Journey of a Spirit Inspired. And I'm grateful to share this journey with you. Be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.